Champion Patty Girotto has won cash and prizes totaling $6,464. This week, players will win a complete kitchen, this fur jacket, beautiful jewelry, and a trip to England, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including an Oldsmobile Cutlass and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. And we are delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century, a very bright champion who joined us from Phoenix, Arizona. Let's welcome her back, Patty Girotto. Hello there, Patty.
Hi. How are you?
Good to have you back. Over $6,000, doing very well. Now, you have very special hellos that you said you have to do today, right?
That'd be great. Hello to my daughter, Nicole, and my son, Robert.
How old are Nicole and Robert?
They're 9 and 5.
You got to be proud of them. They got to be proud of mommy, right?
Yeah.
Good luck again today. Win today, you'll play the winner's big money game for $6,000, Patty.
Thanks.
Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi, who did you bring us today?
He's a gambler. From Shawnee, Oklahoma, let's welcome Don Boyd.
Hello, Don.
And she is a Tingle family tree from San Gabriel, California. Let's hear it for Jamie Harrison.
Hello there, Jamie. We'll see you later, Mr. Morgan. Thank you, Summer. Jamie, you have a Tangled family tree.
Yes, Jim, it makes it a little confusing at the holidays, but in a nutshell, I am married to my sister's husband's uncle. If you can figure that out, we're all related in some weird way.
Did you ever hear the song, I'm My Own Grandpa, from going back?
It fits, I think.
Sounds like it fits. Nice to have you here. Don, a gambling man.
Well, that's right, Jim. My girlfriend and I went to see the Dodgers win the World Series a few years ago. We made a bet, said if they ever did it again, we'd get married. So it's getting a little close this year.
Yeah. You're kind of on the spot right now,
Pretty
Don.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. And the winner of the match today, beautiful man's fur jacket worth $2,900. That goes to the winner before we do anything else. Now let's get to it. $20 starts you all off, and here's the first question of the day. Actor Bob Keeshan has delighted generations of children playing Patty?
Captain Kangaroo.
That's who he plays. $5 for the correct answer. Patty goes into the lead. What popular party dance tells you to put your right hand in, Jamie?
The hokey pokey.
And you shake it all about. Hokey pokey it is. Jamie the 25. If a soldier commits a crime, the army may be forced to, Don?
Court-martial.
More, please.
Having court-martialed.
No, I'm sorry. It would lead to, they could give him a dishonorable...
Discharge.
Yes, gave you the chance to finish it, couldn't do it. You lose $5. Don, sorry about that. When Teddy Roosevelt sipped this beverage, he said it was good to the last drop. Patty.
Coffee?
And provided Maxwell House with its famous slogan. That's where they got it, Teddy Roosevelt. Coffee, good to the last drop. And you go to 30. After a bad breakup, you might recall the line, 'tis better to have loved and lost. Jamie.
Than never to have loved at all.
Oh, yes. Well said. And Jamie ties Patty for the lead. Time for this bargain. Normally the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but ladies, we have a tie. Jamie and Patty. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Jamie or Patty, just think, now you won't have to miss any of your favorite shows just because you're not at home. Emerson's innovative remote control VHS video cassette recorder features digital special effects, 8 event, 21-day programmability, and 110-channel cable compatibility, furnished by Emerson. It's normally priced at $599, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Just $5. Oh, I thought somebody would jump. You both have youngsters. You could videotape, playback. Well, I'd like somebody to buy it. And I'd like somebody to buy it for the value of one question. So Jamie and Patty, $599 VCR, just $5. And I was going to say it. I'll give you the $100 in cash. You got it. $100 in cash to go with it. I was reaching. You're entitled. I think Jamie saw me reaching before I said anything. So you've got the VCR and the $100 in cash. It'll cost you $5. Enjoy that, Jamie. We'll knock the $5 off. She'll earn $82 million this year for her new sitcom, Annie McGuire. Patty.
Mary Tyler Moore.
And with the reruns of The Dick Van Dyke Show and the head of MTM, she is the highest paid woman in America this year at $82 million. Mary Tyler Moore it is, and Patty gets another five. You're at a poolside party in Puerto Vallarta, and everyone starts shouting Feliz Año Nuevo. What holiday, Patty?
Happy New Year.
That's right, New Year's Eve. That's the holiday, and Patty gets another five. A must for all film buffs is the TV movies book, put out yearly by Entertainment Tonight critic Leonard... Jamie?
Maltin.
That's right, and Leonard Maltin is in Jamie to 30. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board. See if you can beat the players to the identity of a famous person. I am a sexy actor who lost on the dating game twice before I struck it rich. Jamie?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck lost twice on the dating game. You're right. You've got control. $10 money card. Where is it?
It's the number 9.
And we'll lock the flashing lights into your buzzer. If you hit that 10, Jamie, you tie Patty for the lead. Good luck.
$10 money card. Now.
No, that's the number 7, and she gets...
It's a space gym. Excel Space Gym accommodates up to 30 separate body movements for personalized fitness. Lightweight design for easier use. Elastic bands for lifting tension. Furnished by Excel.
Very nice. Maybe Tom Selleck will stop over and use some of your equipment.
Give me some instruction. That
absolutely
would be wonderful.
Absolutely. We'll be back to the match right after this commercial time.
And sale of the century.
Hi, thank you, Don. Love to have you down here with us sometime. If you were here right now, you'd be involved with a very good match. Champion Patty looking for a second win in the lead at 40. Jamie just 10 behind at 30. Don, you're not out of it at 15. Don't be discouraged. He's still thinking about that potential marriage. I forget about that. Think of questions. From what country was your calico cloth imported if it was made in the city of Calcutta? Don?
India.
See that? That's how it takes. There you go, Don. You're back to 20. Speaking of India, what powdered condiment made from several spices has a touch? Patty?
Curry?
Of Indian flavor to chicken, lamb, and rice. Yeah, curry powder. You're right. Good anticipation. You're right for another five. No Tell Lover and Hard Habit to Break are two hit songs by this Windy City rock group. Name it. Don.
Chicago.
Yeah, the Windy City Rock. Gotta be Chicago. Don goes to 25, right? According to the Edgar Allan Poe poem, it was once upon a midnight dreary that what kind of bird rapped at his door? Patty?
The raven?
Raven is right. And Patty to 50. Yes, indeed. It's a bargain, Patty. You've stretched out a pretty good lead as well. We're going to take a look at a very, obviously, this is a very formal outfit we're looking at here.
Patty, dissolve those wash day blues with KitchenAid Solid State Washer Dryer. Just touch the options you wish. Your clothes keep looking their best. Furnished by KitchenAid. It's normally priced at $1,248. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Well, just a little outfit you wore from home, hello?
Yeah.
But yeah, but the washer and dryer is terrific,
great.
Patty. And
two
you,
kids.
That's right,
right,
a couple of kids at home. $1,248 washer and dryer. Driver, yes.
Driver?
We'll even drive it home for you. Cost you 11, you still have a $9 lead. I gave Jamie some money. Let's make it over a $1,500 bargain. I'll give you $300 in cash to go with it. That's $1,548 for 11, Patty. You still have the lead. Okay, got the washer and the dryer. $300 in cash, $1,548 for 11. We'll knock it off, and we'll probably see that outfit again, Lou. Down to 39. For the holidays, the U.S. Postal Service has issued a new white Christmas stamp to honor the great musical composer Don
Irving Berlin.
That's who it is, and Don makes it closer going to 30. On a trip to this Midwestern state, you could attend the Sanitation Truck Grand Prix and Cookout in the city of Kankakee near the Indiana border. Don?
Illinois.
It just occurred November 3rd, and we missed it, friend. You're right, Illinois it is. You go to 35. Especially in the eastern U.S., what word that begins with a B do we call a violent snowstorm that's accompanied, Patty?
It's a blizzard.
By heavy winds, it is indeed a blizzard. And Patty, over the $40 mark. At a going-away party for a fellow employee, everyone might gather around and sing for he's a, Jamie?
Jolly good fellow.
And you're right, and Jamie to 35, keeping it close, yes. Actually, that song for he's a jolly good fellow is the third most often sung song in the English language. The second is Auld Lang Syne. Do you know what the most often sung song is in the English language? That's not a question, Patty. That's for you at home, and we'll let you think about it. Patty knows it. You think about it. We'll be right back. I'll give you $5 at a commercial, all right? Well, did you think about it at home? The third most sung song in the English language is For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve is number two. And Patty was dying to tell us what's number one, so now we're asking her. Patty, what is the most sung song in the English language?
Happy Birthday.
No, it's the Beer Barrel Polka. No, you're right. It is Happy Birthday. You got it. Yes, indeed.
That was my next guess.
All right. Let's get back to the match now. And it's Patty at 44, Don and Jamie both at 35. Back to the Fame Game. $15 money card going up on the board. And Don or Jamie, if you hit that 15, you would go into the lead. This time we're looking for a famous thing. I am a living creature whose meat is sometimes made into cold cuts, hot dogs, and chili. Seven main varieties of us live in America, including the Bronze, the Narragansett, the White Holland, and the Bourbon Red. The Pilgrims brought several of us to America in 1620, and in fact, we were featured at their first Thanksgiving dinner. Don?
Turkey.
Turkey is right, and Don gets control of the board, yes. $15 money card is where?
Question number four.
Well, as promised, Don, you could take over the lead now. And he lands on number two,
right,
and he gets...
$500.
$500 in cash. That's just about pay for the wedding, Don. Right into your pocket goes the cash. You're still close. The three of you try this. The first U.S. battleship launched in 1890 was remembered in a rallying cry during the Spanish... Patty?
The Maine?
During the Spanish-American War, it is indeed the Maine. Yes, remember the Maine was the cry. Patty to 49. Los Angeles recently welcomed to the stage the Tony Award-winning play Fences, starring James Earl Jimmy?
Jones.
That's right, and Jamie hits the $40 mark. William Manchester's new book called The Last Lion tells of this British Prime Minister's stand against, Don?
Be Churchill.
Against Nazi aggression, it is indeed Churchill, and Don keeps it close at 40. However, with the instant cash, Patty, you have the lead. Well, the instant cash was hit big on the last show, yeah. So we start over. Two of these boxes have $100 bills. One today is worth $1,000. Plus the amount of your lead, if you want to try for that $1,000, you have a $9 lead over Jamie and Don, and it would cost you $9 for a 1-in-3 chance at $1,000, Patty. Going once.
I think I'm going to...
Going twice.
Oh.
No sale. Doesn't want to try it. She
Sorry.
Was thinking about it. It was in number one.
Oh. Number I would have gone for two kids.
Okay,
the old
that's,
two
right. That's right. The old two kids trick
yeah.
there. Well, it's going to 2,000 for the two kids
Same
on the next
here.
Show. We'll be back with these nice folks right after this commercial timeout. On back to the match where champion Patty Jurado looking for her second win, and she's got a $9 lead over the challengers, Jamie and Don. Let's get back to it. Though some churches dispute it, recent datings show the Shroud of Turin to be 700 years old and not the cloth in which he was buried. Who? Don.
Christ.
Christ is right, and Don goes into second place at 45. The offices for the U.S. Department of Defense are all located in this, Patty?
Pentagon.
Unique shaped building in Virginia. Pentagon is exactly right. Patty, over the $50 mark. During the 1850s, while in office, our 14th president was arrested for running down an elderly woman on his horse. He's Franklin who? Franklin. No, oh, forgot even with the first name? Franklin Pierce. Franklin
oh.
Pierce, yes. He just immediately comes to mind, doesn't he?
Sure.
Yeah, he was arrested when they found out who he was. The policeman let him go immediately, incidentally. Well, let's see if we get back on a winning track now with the third and final Fame Game. $25 money card up there, and we're looking for a famous place. I am the fifth largest city in the world. Remember, we're looking for a city. The fifth largest city in the world, but in the shape of a huge wheel. I was founded in 1147 by a prince. In 1812, I was invaded by the French, who had to retreat after 35 disastrous days. In Don.
Moscow?
Moscow is right. Yeah, we didn't want Russia. We wanted the city of Moscow. And you've got control. $25 money card. Where is it?
Number six.
Well, any one of them would give you the lead, Don, so a big control. Good luck.
Now.
No, he lands on number eight, and he gets...
It's cookware. Permanent cookware. Features exclusive multi-core five-ply construction, minimum moisture cooking, and gentle, even heat distribution. Furnished by Permanent.
Well, I know you were looking for a money card, but that's a big buy. That's a $1,000 amount of cookware, so I know you will enjoy that. And now, we'll finish up a very close match with the speed round. That beautiful men's fur jacket is on the line. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? But looking at the score, Patty at 54, Don at 45, Jamie at 40. Good luck to all three of you. We start the speed round now. George, Jane, Judy, and Elroy make up what space age?
Jamie? The Jetsons.
Right. If you and your friend act alike, you might be described as two peas at Patty.
In a pod.
Right. What German beer drinking festival is traditionally held on?
Oktoberfest.
Yes. In what eastern state are you if you're spending Christmas in the Catskill Mountains?
Don, Vermont.
Wrong. What food comes in packages with a picture of Uncle Ben on the front? Don.
Rice.
Right. What capital city was founded nearly 2,000 years ago on an island in the Seine River? Time. Clear it. In law, a written document authorizing someone to act in your behalf is called a power, Patty.
Of attorney.
Right. According to the title of a W.C. Fields film, what should you never give a sucker?
Don. Even a break.
Right. In what U.S. state would you find an active volcano called Mauna Loa?
Don. Hawaii.
Right. When The Taming of the Shrew was remade into a musical, it was called Kiss Me, Jenny.
Kate.
Right. In what state would you find Hannibal, the boyhood home of writer Don?
In Missouri.
Right. What legendary Indian was born on the shores of Gitche Gumee? Patty.
Hiawatha.
Yes. And time is up. And Patty won it. Here comes Hoffman. She was trailing by a dollar. And Hiawatha gave her the win by four. Congratulations. And you could hear the reaction of the audience to know that with a second left, she pulled it out. Back to Patty in just a moment. Players couldn't come up with the Seine River, the capital city. That Paris is the Seine River is Paris. That's the capital city. And the one that cost Don, you would have been the champion. The Catskill Mountains, have you thought about
New
it?
New York.
New York. Yep, that was the difference. Now, hit the buzzer. Got to say goodbye to Jamie and Don, but I'm delighted no one goes home empty-handed. Far from it. As a matter of fact, Jamie, you got the VCR, which is beautiful, the Space Gym, $150 in cash, so you were well over $1,000 for the day.
And
thank
I had
you.
A wonderful time. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
That's nice to hear. Don, you got that cookware, the $500 in cash, and 65 in front of you, so that's 1,565 for the day. Not bad. Thank you for joining us. But Patty Urado, boy, she pulled it out. And Patty, again, our congratulations and a beautiful prize I think you might enjoy. Don?
Patty, for the man in your life, a fashion classic, this handsome leather and fur jacket, a fashion accent for the gentleman. A natural fur that offers warmth and sporty elegance for that special occasion. From Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this prize is worth $2,900.
Now, congratulations. Patty joins me for the second time to play the winner's big money game. Come on, Patty. You were trailing by a dollar with about 3 seconds left. Congratulations. Patty, you're up here now to play the winner's big money game for the second time. That means today you play for $6,000. Three envelopes for you, red, yellow, or blue. Which one's it going to be, Patty?
I think I'll try yellow this time.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Let's see you do it. Four puzzles in 20 seconds will get you $6,000.
Okay.
Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. And you've got to give me an answer right away. And you know I'm repeating them for the people at home, but you're seeing them faster than I can say them. Mm-hmm. So jump in there as you watch them come in up here. Good luck. 20 seconds on the clock. Patty, we're with you now. And the first puzzle starts now. TV host played color purple role. Yes?
Oprah Winfrey,
yeah. Such a nice jump in there and played color. Tried to help you there with TV host and then tie it into that color. Well, let's forget about that one now. I got a little catching up to do. Let's take a look at the next puzzle. You got it, though. Let's look at the bright side. 13 seconds. You're not that far behind.
Okay.
Here's the next puzzle now. Youth group. Daisies. Yeah?
Girl Scouts.
There you go. Brownies belong to. Picked up a little bit at the halfway mark. You're at 8 seconds, so you still have some catching up to do. You can do it. Come on, Patty. Let's take a look at the next one. Now, Magical Land. Peter.
Oh,
Pan. Call.
Never, never land.
We'll be right back. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, baby. I got it.
Oh, my God. Back at Yamaha Champion Patty Arado. So close with that one. And I bet you've read Peter Pan to the kids, too.
Oh, dozens of times.
Just
I knew it.
Couldn't think of it. Yeah, that's right. It's all in there.
If we'd stayed here 20 minutes, I would have gotten it.
You would have gotten it. Well, you've had a great stay so far. Now, remember, you come back next time, you'll be playing for $7,000. So all you got to do is keep on winning. In the meantime, Patty, you're not doing too badly. You're up to $10,912. Still going strong on Tale of the Century. Bye for now.
Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.